It's true. Gold and silver have been a source of true wealth for years. In fact, people around the world have used these metals to buy and sell goods for over 5,000 years. And gold and silver will continue to be a source of true wealth for the foreseeable future. If you look back in history, you'll see that all fiat currencies have failed to maintain wealth or failed altogether. But gold has always protected its holder, a true asset, usable to anyone around the globe. As the value of your Federal Reserve note continues to depreciate, gold will be your only insurance. As an example, in 1975, you could buy a $40,000 home with 1,000 gold coins. Today, that same house is $400,000, yet you can still buy it with 1,000 gold coins. To find out more information on how to protect your wealth, call Republic Trading at 1-800-691-7898. That's 1-800-691-7898.
Welcome to the Phyllis Schlafly Report, a daily look at the significant issues of our time from an experienced conservative perspective. Mrs. Schlafly is president of Eagle Forum, a leading force in the pro-family movement since 1972. And now, here's Mrs. Schlafly.
In a recent Saturday radio broadcast, President George W. Bush, for the first time, gave us some tough talk about getting control of our borders. Unfortunately, tucked at the end of his border security rhetoric was a renewed demand that we offer American jobs to willing workers from foreign countries. The most accurate way to describe his sales talk is bait and switch. Bush didn't put any limit on the willing workers he wants to invite to join the U.S. job market. The Pew Research Organization recently reported that 40 million Mexicans would like to come to the United States if they had the opportunity. Homeland Security Secretary Michael Chertoff testified before a Senate committee and said that he has aggressive efforts underway to ensure that employers who violate current laws face appropriate punishment. Really? At least 10 million illegal aliens are now working in the United States, but only 3 employers in the entire nation were fined last year. Of course, Secretary Chertoff has no plans to do anything about the 10 million foreigners who already entered illegally and are now living in our country. It's hard to take seriously any promises of the president or the Homeland Security Director. The latest 28-question opinion survey circulated to donors by the Republican Party does not include even one question about illegal aliens or immigration, further manifesting the Bush administration policy of trying to sweep this issue under the rug. Conservative Republicans in Congress have wised up to the administration's bait-and-switch plan. More than 80 House members recently sent a letter to the president severely criticizing the government's total failure to enforce existing immigration laws. The letter stated that the American people need to see that current laws against illegal immigration are being enforced before any guest worker program can even be considered.
This has been the Phyllis Schlafly Report from Eagle Forum. If you also believe immigrants to the U.S. should come here legally, be free from disease, learn English, obey our laws, and respect their visas, then write Eagle Forum Radio, Alton, Illinois, 62002. For more about immigration, that's Eagle Forum Radio, Alton, Illinois, 62002. Or go online to eagleforum.org. And join us again next time for the Phyllis Schlafly Report.
Gano Cafe is the new energy drink that is sweeping the globe. Already a number one beverage in Asia, Gano Cafe is the new energy drink for coffee, tea, and cocoa lovers. What makes Gano Cafe special is the secret ingredient, reishi, a concentration of 6 species of red mushroom, also known as the miraculous king of herbs. Known for its high nutritional value, reishi packs a bigger punch than ginseng. One packet of Gano Cafe is the energy equivalent of a whole pot of coffee. All natural Gano Cafe tastes great and is a drug-free alternative for optimal health and longevity, with several delicious varieties including mocha, hot cocoa, and the Brazilian coffee classic. You can experience Gano Cafe for yourself. Find out what people around the world are drinking for energy and how they meet the demands of a busy day in a natural and healthy way. Try Gano Cafe today. Visit www.gethealthyoncoffee.com or call 888-784-0718. Call now and receive a free gift with your first order. Again, that is 888-784-0718.
Would you like to have an income regardless of the economic situation, which few trade people have considered? The art of knife sharpening is a skill that will never disappear and will always be in demand. Whether you have a place of business and just want to add to your income, or would like to travel servicing restaurants, barbershops, or a variety of businesses in need of sharpening tools, you're always guaranteed an income with repetitive business. Learn how to become a successful grindsman. It's easy to learn with our portable Grambo sharpening system. Travel anywhere you desire. Purchase the training manual for only $30, and it'll be applied toward your purchase of the Grambo sharpening system. America has become a service-oriented rather than a manufacturing or even high-tech economy. Take advantage of the situation and become a professional grindsman. It's easy to learn. Start on a shoestring with the overwhelming amount of business out there. Now is the best time to start. Call today for more information. You can enjoy the good life. Call now, 512-297-3152. That's 512-297-3152.
From the heartland of America comes a harvest of insight and entertainment. This is the Common Sense Coalition, the Gary Brownfield Show, starring Gary Brownfield. And here's the star of the show, the man who went to school to become a wit, only got halfway through, and you know the rest.
Feel good.
Gary Brownfield!
Hello there. Gary Brownfield here, and I am happy that you're along on this adventure in broadcasting. It is the talk show with the country flavor and some common sense points of view. It was last Thursday that we talked about the national ID. And I think, I'd have to go back and listen to the show, but I think I made the comment that this is not only here in the United States. This is a worldwide plan. And I've discussed it with the animal ID because, again, it's a worldwide plan. They want every animal in the world identified. And I got this email from a friend, Mike, who lives in Guatemala. And he said, "You are so right on the IDs and a lot of other things." He says, "I now live in Guatemala. They do use surprise ID checks anywhere, anytime." And we were talking about the roadblocks and that sort of thing where they just check ID. The good thing is they are inefficient. They don't have radios. This is the only way they can give tickets and collect bribes. He's talking about Guatemala. He said, "I went to Cuba a while back. Their IDs are like a small passport with all of the usual information along with your education level, permits for work and travel, legal record. You are graded by government officials." Now, this is in Cuba. "Medical records and more. Permits are the type of work you are certified to do, places you can or can't go, people you are allowed to socialize with and others." He says things are getting scary all over the world. But anyway, Mike listens to us down there in Guatemala. How would he? He'd either have to do that, I guess, on the Internet or can, well, will shortwave go down there? Okay. So anyhow, I thought I'd just mention that as we have said, this ID thing, and it all came up because the Missouri Department of Missouri Department of Revenue with driver's license things, you have to show ID. And they have now a non-driver's license. And I called a gal. I said, "What's that mean?" "Well, it's an ID card." I said, "I don't need an ID card." "Well, you have to have an ID card." And she didn't, you know, she was just going by what she'd been taught to say. But, hey, it's happening, people. Get ready. All right. Get ready for Christmas. Not a happy holiday, but a Merry Christmas. All right. President Bush sent out his cards with a generic end-of-the-year message, wishing 1.4 million of his close friends and supporters a happy holiday season. No, not a Merry Christmas, a happy holiday. Joseph Farah says, and Joseph Farah, of course, is the owner and operator of WorldNet Daily. He says, "Bush claims to be a born-again evangelical Christian, but he sure doesn't act like one. He said, I threw my White House card out as soon as I got it. Religious conservatives are miffed because they have been pressuring stores to advertise Christmas sales rather than holiday specials and urging schools to let students out for Christmas vacation rather than for winter break. They celebrated when House Speaker J. Dennis Hassert, a Republican from Illinois, insisted that the spectacle on the Capitol lawn should be called a Capitol Christmas tree, not a holiday spruce. Then along comes a generic season's greetings from the White House, paid for by the Republican National Committee. The cover art is also secular. It shows a president's pets, two dogs and a cat, frolicking on a snowy White House lawn. He said the White House card leaves off any reference to Jesus while we've got Ramadan celebrations taking place in the White House. Now, here's a little information on White House Christmas cards. The first president to send out true Christmas cards, always before at Christmas, they'd sign photographs or handwritten letters or something. But FDR, Franklin D. Roosevelt, sent out the very first true Christmas card. It said, Merry Christmas from President and Mrs. Roosevelt. They did that in 1933. John and Jacqueline Kennedy in 1962 had two different cards printed. They had Hallmark print 2,000 cards, but only 1,800 of them said, President and Mrs. Kennedy wish you a blessed Christmas. The other 200 said, with best wishes for a happy new year. Lyndon and Lady Bird Johnson continued the tradition. In 1966, they wished everyone a joyous Christmas. No president has attempted the two-card thing since. Jimmy and Rosalind Carter put Merry Christmas in their 1977 card, then switched to holiday season for the next 3 years. Jimmy Carter used to teach Sunday school, remember? Anyway, Ronald and Nancy Reagan began with a joyous Christmas in 1981 and 82, but they gave out generic holiday wishes from 1983 to 1988. The elder President Bush, Daddy Bush, stayed in the Merry Christmas mode all 4 years, and the Clintons opted for inclusive greetings all of their 8 years. They said Merry Christmas every year. Just thought I would throw that in for whatever it's worth. It's amazing. It's amazing the people that won't say Merry Christmas. I've already been to my accountant once this year because, hey, the end of the year is coming, and you don't want to give the government a penny that they can't legally take from you. So we try to get ready before the end of the year. And I had a little question to ask, and I called back, and my accountant, their office said, Happy Holidays. And I said, what's wrong with Merry Christmas? And she says, oh, we're not allowed to say that. And I said, you know, I'm not allowed to pay my bills either. You know, it kind of upsets you just a little bitty bit. Anyhow, let's take a break. We'll be back, and we're not going to talk about Christmas today. I just threw that in for what it's worth and got some other stuff. You're listening to the Common Sense Coalition.
This is the Derry Brownfield Show.
Americans who already realize our nation is in deep trouble need special edition hard copy literature to awaken the widest possible spectrum of people to the imminence of our nation's peril. The Artificially Sweetened Times informs people that the artificial sweetener aspartame is a hidden addiction killing people worldwide with a cluster of symptoms we now call Rumsfeld's disease. Find out who's responsible for unleashing this weapon of mass misery on the world and become part of the global movement to eliminate this neurotoxic drug from our food supply. The People's Income Tax Guide cites congressional records, Supreme Court decisions, and newspaper articles at the time to prove conclusively that wages were never intended to be taxed as income. A lot has happened in the world since 9/11. The report of the Citizens Commission on 9/11 disproves the government's explanation of September 11th through a careful analysis of the evidence. The artificially sweetened times, the People's Income Tax Report, and the report of the Citizens Commission on 9/11 are priced for mass distribution. Sample copies are just $3. Call 208-255-2307 or go to idaho-observer.com.
Why continue to suffer from pain, illness, and disease when natural health and wellness therapies are within your reach? Hundreds of people report improved health and wellness using Rife-Frequency technology. In the 1920s, research scientist Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using resonant frequencies. The BioSolution frequency instrument uses the same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions, and there are no side effects. Join others in discovering a return to natural health and wellness. Eliminate the cause. Don't just treat the symptoms. BioSolutions has over 550 pre-programmed auto sequences for various health conditions and is very easy to use. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. For more information, call Alternative Technologies toll-free at 866-885-6625. That's 866-885-6625. One more time, that's 866-885-6625.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Or click on our banner at RBNLive.com. Do your part. Your voice is important.
And we have returned. The other day, I was talking about my hometown and reading the local newspaper how many fines the local cops give for anything they can get a fine for tickets, you know. But the paper is full. And just in 1 week's time, they had collected over $1,000 in fines at $100 and $10. The $100 was for driving over the posted speed signs. And the $10 were for not wearing seat belts. But if they can get $1,000 a week doing that, you know, that's $50,000 a year. $52,000. I guess they don't take off over the holidays. But someone sent me a newspaper clipping from the Wichita Eagle. Wichita is exploring the idea of charging cat owners license fees. Dog owners must spend up to $27 a year to license a dog, but cats can roam Wichita for free. To some people, cats are pests who leave messes, rule porches uninvited, and yowl in the middle of the night. Boy, they got that right, see? But anyway, all you cat lovers, it's okay. A licensing law might help control the city's feline population, estimated at, get this, 89,000 cats. Can you believe Wichita? There's 89,000 cats in Wichita. I can't believe that. But, you know, this is the press. They couldn't be wrong. And then the article goes on to say it might also raise money for the city. Well, if they can get a dollar apiece to license 89,000 cats, that's going to raise a few buckaroos, is it not? I don't know. But I have an interesting article here written by Doc Mercer. And the title of the article is Badges Gone Bad, The Enemy Hiding Behind Them. And he says this, "My observation is that those who wear the badge have changed over time. My conclusion is they have changed over time because the way they are used has changed over time. I further submit that this is a primary, premeditated part of the real war on America. With treason from within and collusion from abroad, a full-scale assault on America has been underway for decades. And badges, we're talking about the badge that the police wear, are like vacuum hoses. They suck up cash and your very hard-earned substances. They leech your productivity, time, energy, and attitude. Cops at all levels should serve and protect the public so that we have the liberty to enjoy our pursuits. How many federal, state, county, city, and township law enforcement departments do you know that strive to downsize every year? We'll be back, but Doc Mercer gives you some ideas as to what could be done. Stay tuned. You're listening to the Common Sense Coalition.
Pain medication can't heal the cause of your pain, but what if the pain is so great as to make it unbearable without it? Listen to the results of one 44-year-old man.
My name is John Frey. I have fibromyalgia and was taking 12 to 14 Ultram tablets a day just to try to stay pain-free. I also had headaches, which would incapacitate me. I also had severe allergies and was dealing with arthritis, which set in after two compression fractures. After just 3 weeks on Cocoon GH, I noticed my pain was gone, and I no longer needed to take the Ultram anymore. My headaches disappeared, and my allergies are virtually gone. My energy level has increased, and I feel better today than I have in 15 years. My graying hair has also started to darken, and a bald spot on my head has started to grow hair again. My wife got on Cocoon GH, and after only 8 days, a lower back pain that she had suffered with for 14 years has gone away permanently. She no longer takes Celebrex. Thanks for such a wonderful product.
Satisfaction guaranteed. Call 888-988-6833. That's 888-988-6833. 988-6833.
It's true. Gold and silver have been a source of true wealth for years. In fact, people around the world have used these metals to buy and sell goods for over 5,000 years. And gold and silver will continue to be a source of true wealth for the foreseeable future. If you look back in history, you'll see that all fiat currencies have failed to maintain wealth or failed altogether. But gold has always protected its holder, a true asset, usable to anyone around the globe. As the value of your Federal Reserve note continues to depreciate, gold will be your only insurance. As an example, in 1975, you could buy a $40,000 home with 1,000 gold coins. Today, that same house is $400,000, yet you can still buy it with 1,000 gold coins. To find out more information on how to protect your wealth, call Republic Trading at 1-800-691-7898. That's 1-800-691-7898.
And we have returned. Now, this is an article written by Doc Mercer. I don't know Doc, but he says the name of the article is Badges Gone Bad. And he says cops at all levels should serve and protect the public so that we have the liberty to enjoy our pursuits. He says, how many federal, state, county, city, and township law enforcement departments do you know that strive to downsize each year? Well, we know they don't. He says, look for yourself. And one reason they don't is because the more they do, the more grants they can get from the federal government. But anyway, he didn't say that. I said that. He says, look for yourself. Spend some time in a city court and see how many people get cited, what they get cited for, and the exorbitant fines handed out by those citations. It's legalized armed robbery. Spend some time in a county court to see the same kind of thing. How many people are there charged with what kinds of crime? And he highlights crime. And how much of what does it cost them? And like I said in our local newspaper, the crimes are not wearing a seatbelt, driving over the posted the posted sign that says how fast you're supposed to drive. And sometimes these signs are way out in the country. Now, it might be where the city limit is, but, you know, you're coming in at 55 miles an hour, and the sign says 25. Well, that's ridiculous. The sign ought to maybe say 40. And then when you get into where the people are, you know, it might be 25 or 30, but it's ridiculous. Anyhow, it's a good place to, you know, they can fine you and get that $100. All right. Spend some time in civil court. Check out that action. They're in your pocketbook and your personal life so deep you won't believe it until it happens to you. So we have more courts, more cops, more prosecutors, more black robes, and more blood-sucking attorneys. Now, speaking of attorneys, I have another article here entitled Law Loses Its Way. And it has to do with an old gentleman, John F. Malloy, that wrote the article, and he's written a book. And he's in Tucson, Arizona, but he began practicing law in 1946. He said at that time, justice was much simpler. He said, I joined a small Tucson practice at a salary of $250 a month. Excellent compensation for a beginning lawyer. Well, we say that ought to be excellent compensation for a lawyer today, but that's not the way it works. But I can remember 1946. When I first started teaching school, I didn't give it $300 a month, and that was in 1958. So it was $250. It's a pretty good hit back in 1946. He said there was no paralegal staff or expensive artwork on the walls. In those days, the judicial system was straightforward and efficient. Decisions were handed down by judges who applied the law as outlined by the Constitution and state legislators. Cases went to trial in a month or two, not years. In the courtroom, the focus was on uncovering and determining truth and fact. I charged clients by what I was able to accomplish for them. The clock did not start ticking the minute they walked through the door. The legal profession has evolved dramatically during my 87 years, this gentleman says. He said, I am a second-generation lawyer from an Irish immigrant family. And I think this is one of the interesting things because I very well remember my grandfather and one of the outstanding attorneys of the time in our city were very, very good friends. And I'd go up with my grandfather to this attorney's office, and he'd have a couple of young men in there studying law. And I'd ask, what are they doing? Well, they're studying law. They didn't go to college. They went into the law office, and they studied law. And then they had to pass the bar exam. Now, here's what his father said. And we talk about education today as the old education was. My father, this from this 87-year-old gentleman, my father passed the bar with a fifth-grade education. Ended up arguing a case before the United States Supreme Court during his career. Spent 5 years in a school. 5 years. Quit it to fifth grade. And he studied law. He said, the law changed dramatically during my years in the profession. For example, when I accepted my first appointment as a county judge in 1957, I saw that lawyers expected me to act more as a referee than a judge. The county court I presided over resembled a gladiator arena, with dueling lawyers jockeying for points and one-upping each other with calculated and ingenious briefs. By the time I ended my 50-year career as a trial attorney, judge, and president of Southern Arizona's largest law firm, I no longer had confidence in the legal fraternity I had participated in, yes, and profited from. He said, I was the ultimate insider, but as I look back, I felt I had to write a book about serious issues in the legal profession and the implication for clients and society as a whole. The fraternity, lawyers and judges in collusion was 10 years in the making and has become my call to action for legal reform. He goes on to say that our Constitution intended that only elected lawmakers be permitted to create laws, Yet today, judges create their own law in the judicial system based on their own opinions and rulings. When a judge hands down a ruling and that ruling survives appeal with the next tier of judges, it then becomes case law or legal precedent. Let's take a break. We'll be right back. Our number is 1-800-973-3779, and your calls are welcome.
This is the Derry Brownfield Show.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network because you can handle the truth.
Ashman will be holding a special cow, bred heifer, and bull sale at the Milan, Missouri Livestock Auction this coming Saturday, December the 10th. Wendell's looking for over 1,000 cows and cow-calf pairs, including a 50-head string, a fancy 3 to 6-year-old Angus from Rabine Farms. Now, these cows have Circle A bloodlines, some will have calves by their side, and most will be calving in February. John Anderson has consigned over 70 of good-age cows, mostly black and black ballies, and they'll all have calves on the ground by the day of the sale. 4J Ranch will sell 90 heads of black-hided cows that'll begin calving January the 10th and calve within a 75-day period. Cox Farms will be offering a 50-head string of Charley Cross spring calvers, and Dwayne Hines also has consigned a 50-head string. Triple C, Harker, Larry Bennett, Wattenberg, and Chris Stahl are among early consigners for the special cow sale coming up this Saturday, December the 10th, at the Milan, Missouri Livestock Auction. That's a special cow sale this coming Saturday at Milan, Missouri. I'm visiting with G.B. Oliver of Paragon Foundation. Tell our listeners about the Paragon.
We were very fortunate when Mr. Lineberry helped us set up this foundation that he endowed us in a way that we could run the infrastructure. So therefore, we don't have to take any monies that anybody contributes to this foundation and use it for anything other than to help the people down on the ground. One of the things Mr. Lineberry made me promise 31 days before he died, when we sat down and we worked this out, he said, I want you to take this foundation and I want you to help the people that can't help themselves. And I made a commitment to him, and I will die with that commitment. And I can assure you that when you contribute any money to this foundation, it goes to those people on the ground and helping those people on the ground, every dime of it.
Get a free copy of the Paragon magazine and support the Paragon Foundation today by calling toll-free 1-877-847-3443. That's 1-877, that's toll-free, 847-3443. Or go on the web at paragonfoundation.org.
Did you know that an unhealthy diet is the primary cause of nearly every sickness and disease? Learn how to use fruits and vegetables and prevent and treat different ailments in the book Raw Vegetable Juices by N.W. Walker from healthresearchbooks.com, the world's largest publisher of rare and unusual books. Here's Ben Roberts.
25 pounds of carrots will make about 5 quarts of carrot juice, but you get all the nutrients in the juice as you would if you was eating a raw carrot. It's just in a concentrated form. Also, when you drink raw vegetable juice, that is digested and assimilated within 10 to 15 minutes. If you're eating the food, it takes 4 to 5 hours.
Raw Vegetable Juices, 120 pages in paperback, is just $14.95 plus shipping. To order, call toll-free 1-888-844-2386. That's 1-888-844-2386. Or order online at healthresearchbooks.com.
This is the Derry Brownfield Show. And here's the star of the show, the man who asks, why does government get praise for solving problems that it created in the first place? Derry Brownfield!
And we have returned. I was looking at this article that is written by John F. Malloy. He was Chief Justice on the Arizona Court of Appeals. I mean, the gentleman is 87 years old. He's been there since 19... What did he say? He started as a judge in 1957. I remember that. But he's been in the law profession for over 50 years. And he goes on to say that our Constitution intended that only elected lawmakers be permitted to create law. Yet judges create their own law in the judicial system based on their own opinions and rulings. When a judge hands down a ruling and that ruling survives appeal with their next tier of judges, then it becomes case law or legal precedent. has nothing to do with the Constitution. Anyway, for lawyers, however, it creates endless business opportunities. That's because case law is technically complicated and requires a lawyer's expertise to guide and move you through the system. The concept of time, he says, has been converted to enormous revenues for lawyers. The profession has adopted elaborate systems where clients are billed for a lawyer's time in 6-minute increments. The paralegal profession is another brainchild of the fraternity, created as an additional tracking and revenue center. High-powered firms have departmentalized their services into separate profit centers for probate and trust and trial and commercial and so forth. The once honorable profession of law now fully functions as a bottom-line business driven by greed and the pursuit of power and wealth, even shaping the law of the United States outside the elected Congress and state legislatures. He goes on, today the skill and gamesmanship of lawyers, not the truth, often determine the outcome of a case. And lawyers love it. All the tools are there to obscure and confound. The system's process of discovery and the exclusionary rule often work to keep vital information off limits to jurors and make cases so convoluted and complex that only lawyers and judges understand them. The net effect has been to increase the need for lawyers, clog the courts, and ensure that most cases never go to trial and are instead plea bargained and compromised. All the while, the clock is ticking, and the monster is being fed. Now, speaking of monsters being fed, we keep hearing about how we need to eat our veggies. My wife is on a veggie kick, and tomorrow we're going to have Ben Roberts back on, and he has these books about juices and this sort of thing and eating raw vegetables. Raw vegetables. See, the old-timers didn't eat raw vegetables except out of their gardens. That's the only time, because you didn't have much way of keeping vegetables in the wintertime. So they canned practically everything. And you say, yes, but look, our lifespan has certainly increased. I'm not sure it has. Everybody says yes. But, you know, those old-timers, they lived to be old, the ones that survived eating grease, hog lard, butter, cow butter, and canned veggies. I know a bunch of them that made it up into their 90s and even up to 100 and above. Now, this article has to do with more Americans are eating their vegetables, but the healthy trend comes with a risk. Illness traced to fresh produce on the rise. Fruits and vegetables are now responsible for more large-scale outbreaks of foodborne illnesses than meat, poultry, or eggs. Produce accounts for 12% of the foodborne illnesses and 6% of the outbreaks, according to the data from Centers for Disease Control and Prevention. Meanwhile, meat-related E. coli infections have been on the decline. Factors responsible for centralization of produce distribution. A rise in produce imports, as well as the growing popularity of pre-chopped fruits and vegetables. There's five products that are particularly a problem as far as causing health problems. And we're talking about fresh tomatoes, melons, especially cantaloupes, lettuce, sprouts, and green onions, okay? Last month, Dole Food Company recalled 250,000 bags of pre-cut salad after Minnesota consumers were infected with E. coli bacteria, some severe enough to be hospitalized. 2 years ago, green onions imported, and I remember when those onions were coming in from Mexico, they caused what is believed to be the largest hepatitis A outbreak in United States history. 3 people died, more than 500 were sickened. Last July, salmonella-tainted tomatoes. Are they tomatoes or tomatoes? They're tomatoes and potatoes and patatas and kosher champagne. And kosher champagne is 2 cents plain, but yes, you can eat the bananas. Okay. The July-tainted tomatoes sickened 561 people in 18 states and in Canada. Now, you can wash fresh tomatoes and you can get rid of the bacteria on the skin. But salmonella can enter tissues through the stem or through cracks in the skin. It's almost impossible to get a tomato that doesn't have at least a little area somewhere, particularly, look at them the next time, around where the stem was, that is not open enough that bacteria could get in there, okay? The case of cantaloupes, bacteria from irrigation water, manure, birds, all those bacteria can just be on the skin or enter through cracks and crevices in the rind. Vegetables with protective skin, such as melons and tomatoes, are more easily penetrated by bacteria when the skin is broken. American consumers and restaurants are purchasing melons, tomatoes, and other produce that are pre-cut and packaged. Sales of fresh-cut produce, mainly sold in clear bags, reached $12.5 billion last year, almost four times their sales 10 years previous. Now, here's where we get the lawyers we were talking about involved, okay? For trial lawyers, problems with produce have been a gold mine, says Bill Marler. He's a lawyer in Seattle, Washington, who handled the 1993 Jack in the Box case. Remember the Jack in the Box deal? It involved E. coli and hamburgers. He turned into suits suing suppliers and restaurants on behalf of hundreds of people who became sick after eating lettuce, cantaloupe, sprouts, spinach, and green onions. In August, one of his 100-some clients won $6.25 million after contracting hepatitis A from eating green onions from Mexico. Now, we kind of remember that. That's one of them that did make the national news. Remember that it was Chi-Chi's restaurant near Pittsburgh. The Center for Science and the Public Interest shows there were 554 produce-related outbreaks. Now, that's not that many people that got sick. That's that many outbreaks. It infected 28,315 people from 1990 to 2003. Vegetables caused 205 of those outbreaks, sickening over 10,350 people. Fruits caused 93 outbreaks. There were 7,799 people that got sick from eating raw fruit. The remaining outbreaks were traced to dishes that included produce. In other words, you know, you didn't get the plate washed right. Produce was associated with the most large outbreaks, those involving more than 200 people, though seafood caused more outbreaks overall. See, you're not supposed to eat. Just quit eating. That worked. Per capita consumption of fresh produce rose 332 pounds last year. It was only 287 pounds in 1990. The study has estimated that each year 65 million Americans become sick from eating food prepared at home. Now, the Japanese are quite concerned about getting sick from eating beef that comes from the United States. And they say they're not going to do it. There's a few Japanese that would. In fact, a little over 21% of the Japanese who were surveyed said they would consume U.S. beef. But most Japanese would avoid eating American beef, even if imports were resumed, with consumers deeply concerned of U.S. beef because of fears about mad cow disease. Over 75% of the respondents in a telephone poll said they would be unwilling to eat beef that came from the United States. 62.5% of the respondents who won't eat United States beef cited concern over its safety. The other 20.6% said there was no need to eat United States beef due to the availability of domestic beef and beef that they can get from Australia. Isn't it time to take a break? Yeah, there's music. Okay, we'll do that. Our number is 1-800-973-3779. You call us a welcome. Stay tuned.
This is the Derry Brownfield Show.
Can you you grow your own nutrition on a shelf indoors in 10 days? Wheatgrass juice is live superfood, the richest nutritional liquid known to man, packed with amino acids, living enzymes, and over 100 elements. 2 ounces of juice have the same nutrition as 3 pounds of choice garden produce. Call 1-877-699-4328. That's 1-877-MY-WHEAT. The stamina, healing, blood building, weight control, and cleansing are just the beginnings of what you will reap from pennies worth of grain. For the book, seed, and the beautiful stainless steel hand crank wheatgrass juicer for $150 plus shipping. No monthly pills, no monthly bills. This is real self-sufficiency. Go to AustinWheatgrass.com or call toll-free 1-877-MY-WHEAT. That's 1-877-699-4328. And thank you for your support of our labors and of the RBN Network.
There is one and only one national populist news weekly, staffed by an unsurpassed team of veteran investigative journalists who have dared to rip the veil of deception from the cover-up stories promoted by the big money-controlled media monopoly.
American Free Press.
AFP's no-holds-barred journalists fearlessly seek the truth, no matter how controversial the issue. AFP publishes exciting, in-depth, uncensored news and information good patriotic Americans need to know to combat the coming police state being clamped in our republic. The American Free Press is your voice. Subscribe today and catch up on the real news. Mention RBN when you call and receive a one-year subscription, plus a copy of Michael Collins Piper's latest bestseller, The High Priests of War. All that for just $49. Call AFP toll-free 888-699-NEWS or visit AmericanFreePress.net.
It's true. Gold and silver have been a source of true wealth for years. In fact, people around the world have used these metals to buy and sell goods for over 5,000 years. And gold and silver will continue to be a source of true wealth for the foreseeable future. If you look back in history, you'll see that all fiat currencies have failed to maintain wealth or failed altogether. But gold has always protected its holder, a true asset, usable to anyone around the globe. As the value of your Federal Reserve note continues to depreciate, gold will be your only insurance. As an example, in 1975, you could buy a $40,000 home with 1,000 gold coins. Today, that same house is $400,000, yet you can still buy it with 1,000 gold coins. To find out more information on how to protect your wealth, call Republic Trading at 1-800-691-7898. That's 1-800-691-7898.
And we have returned. Let's go to the telephones. Joe in Arkansas. Hi, Joe.
Hello, Derry. I wanted to tell you that I have been living on at least 95% raw food for over 25 years now. I have about 4 times more energy. Most of it's raw fruits and vegetables. I have about 4 times more energy than I had before. I feel younger now. I'm over 50 now. I feel younger now than when I was a teenager. It has caused me no health problems whatsoever. It has saved me from many, many, many health problems. I don't take any drugs. I used to get colds and flu about 3 or 4 times a year like everybody else does. Now I get a real mild cold about once in 4 years, and that's the only illness I've had doing this. So what really irritates me is people that have never tried this kind of diet enough to really discover and experience for themselves its benefits shoot off their mouths and make stupid comments about it being harmful.
Do you buy a processed, I don't mean processed, but like, do you buy salads already cut up?
No, I buy the whole vegetables, or I grow them in my own garden.
Okay.
And I make them myself.
See, but what do you do in the wintertime if you grow them in your own garden? Do you use tomatoes that come out of Mexico?
Anything I get, I try to get it from the United States. I don't like to buy stuff from Mexico. I've pretty much quit buying avocados, for instance, because they all seem to come from Mexico or the Dominican Republic or Chile or something like that. I just want to get them from California. Not because I'm all that worried about the health problems, but I want to support American farmers. I'm disgusted the way they're importing the food into this country all the time now.
Yeah, I am too. I'm also concerned about, see, I won't eat a tomato that doesn't come out of a garden at home.
Mm-hmm.
You've got to pick tomatoes ripe if they're going to be any good.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, there's a lot of fruits and vegetables that are that way.
Mm-hmm.
And so many of these, when you buy it, even if it comes from California or Florida, like they pick strawberries green. That ruins them. Mm-hmm. But you have to because strawberries are so hard to ship.
I tell you, one of the things, Derry, about living on a raw food diet is you feel so much stronger and have so much more energy that you want to get out there and grow a garden yourself. I never had any interest in farming or gardening until I was on this raw food diet, and then it became something really interesting, really important to me.
Okay. Hey, appreciate the call, Joe.
Mm-hmm.
I have kind of an interesting story here about, is there another caller over there that... Okay, I have an interesting story here. It's on WorldNet Daily, and I have a picture of Hattie Siegel. She lives near West Palm Beach, Florida. She's 83 years old, and for 22 years, she has not apparently cut her grass or cleaned off her property. And for 22 years, the city that in she's not in West Palm Beach, she's in another little town there, but the city fathers have been fining her. So now she owes $1.8 million because she won't cut her grass. Okay? They've turned this over to the authorities. Jeb Bush even got involved in this thing. And she has been ordered to pay $1.8 million in fines. So they're taking everything that she owns, everything that she has, and she's now apparently, now I don't know if they've moved her out or not, but they've sold her property, and she, for practical purposes, is out on the street because she didn't cut her grass. Let's take a break.
This is the Derry Brownfield Show.
A symbol of power and beauty, gold was thought by ancients to be a gift from heaven. And so gold has been for those who understand the major economic shift of the new millennium. Yes, ever since the new century rolled over, tangible assets like gold coins have begun to slow. Steadily climb skyward, indeed, gold coins are a godsend to we the people, who must now face another year of rising costs, negative real returns, and growing volatility in the financial world. Rediscovering gold traces a history of United States gold coins, pricing factors, market cycles, and the effect growing demand has on a shrinking supply. You can get this classic book free to my audience as a gift from Swiss America by calling 1-800-289-2646 or just 1-800-BUYCOIN. Rediscover gold today. Call 1-800-289-2646 or 1-800-BUYCOIN. The American agriculture movement supports the development of alternative energy production by using lesser polluting biodiesel, ethanol, and wind energy. But AAM believes another source of energy capable of increasing United States energy independence and helping economic development and jobs in rural America is overlooked. It's biomass. Biomass is organic, non-fossil material and can replace the use of some fossil fuels. Production of ethanol from corn benefits producers about $1 billion. Use of excess ag biomass could increase farmers' income by $10 billion or more and competes very well with fossil fuels. For more information or to join the American agriculture movement, call 605-993-6201. That's 605-993-6201 or go online at aaminc.org. Now, I'm going back to this article with Hattie Siegel, 83 years old. The city has been after her since she was 61, because it said 22 years. So she was 61 years old when she started not taking care of her property the way the city would like for her to take care of her property. Now, as I've said time and time again on this program, you just think you own your property. You don't really own it. Now, she does not apparently live in any kind of a homeowners association where she has to, you know, where she signs something that she has to do this. She just doesn't want to cut her grass. And she lets the brush grow in her yard. And it has become so overgrown with vegetation that it has become an eyesore. An eyesore for who, you see? She doesn't look at it as an eyesore. She says, the city says, it's a harbor for rats and snakes. Well, you know, maybe she likes snakes, and maybe she likes to look out there and see wildlife. I know wildlife, you see, you can go into major cities and you can see cottontail rabbits and squirrels in people's yards. So maybe she enjoys having that kind of a yard.
Snakes eat rats.
Do what, Jeff?
Snakes eat rats.
Sure, snakes eat rats.
So there goes your rat problem.
There goes the rat problem. Okay. Anyway, for 5 years, officials have levied fines of $1,000 a day against her, hoping to convince her to comply with village codes requiring a better-kept lawn. Now the fines have totaled nearly $2 million, actually $1.8 million. So the village took her to court seeking judgment. And in November of 2004, a circuit judge issued a ruling of foreclosure against her property and assets. She's got some money, did have, to satisfy the fine. The village then sold the judgment to Silver Fidelity Trust for $300,000. Apparently, they didn't think they were going to get $1.8 million, or they're not going to, but they've sold it for $300,000. Okay? Apparently, Silver Fidelity thinks they can get at least $300,000 out of her plus profits, all right? In bankruptcy court, Judge Stephen Fieldman agreed that she must pay the fine. To do so, she would have to liquidate all of her assets, which includes most of five of the properties she owns. She has a home in Charleston, South Carolina, along with multiple properties in Juniper, Florida, will have to be sold. At one point, she was worth about $1 million. Assets she believes she could use to help pay for nursing home or other long-term care should she need it. But with the bankruptcy court's ruling, she could wind up penniless. Now, you say, well, if she's got all those homes, including a home in South Carolina, she might be worth that $1.8 million. Maybe so, maybe not. If she's 83 years old, she probably got those properties maybe through inheritance or from previous marriages or something. You don't know. And they could be, you know, not much more than an empty lot. They might, you know, they might be worth more with the houses off of them. This is something else that the real estate industry can't seem to understand when they loan money. An old house on a piece of property is worth less, makes the property worth less than if it was not there. But anyway, let's move on here. She won't lose her main home because it's homesteaded. Now, I don't know about the homestead laws, but I was not. We talked about this before. But homesteaded property in Florida is not eligible to be liquidated, so they can't take her home from her. John Metzinger is her attorney. He's taking the case pro bono. After he was contacted by Governor Jeb Bush's office saying the village had no right to sell its claim to Silver Fidelity. Anyhow, he's going to argue her fine is excessive under provisions of the Eighth Amendment to the United States Constitution, which says you can't fine people excessive amounts. And it looks like they have fined her just because she likes to have some wildlife in her yard. Now it's time for me to say, may the good Lord bless and keep you while the near far away. May the good you wish for others shine on you today. May your heart stay tuned to music that'll cheer the hearts of men. May the good Lord bless and keep you until we meet again.
Happy trails to you until we meet again. Happy trails.
Happy trails to you, till we meet again. Happy trails.
Everyone agrees our children are the future leaders of this great nation. How can we expect the founding values of our great republic to continue with future generations when these same values are being phased out of the government-run school system? There is a solution. The Little Red Schoolhouse Project, a community-based school system founded by Dr. Jake Wade to provide a biblical and constitutionally-based education for our children. Help us prepare the next generation in our fight for freedom. Ask us how you can help by writing to Providence Christian Academies, 280 Tenny Creek Road, Dale, Texas, 78616, or by calling 512-398-4833. Once again, that is Providence Christian Academies, 280 Tenny Creek Road, Dale, Texas, 78616. Support your local Little Red Schoolhouse. Call 512-398-4833 and ask how you can help ensure no student is turned away.
You're listening to RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network. RBN.